Washoe County public libraries are facing deep cuts after voters shot down a measure to renew critical funding. As KUNR's Bert Johnson reports, library supporters are mounting a campaign to restore it through other means.
Brent Collimer works at the downtown Reno Library on Center Street. On a recent Friday morning, he was making the rounds at the start of his shift.
How you doing?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Good to see you.
Collimer's been with the library for almost 2 decades, but he's not sure whether he'll get to keep his job, or if he does, which of his colleagues might lose theirs.
Just the unknown is nerve-wracking, and it's just going to get worse over the next couple months.
That's because on Election Day, voters narrowly rejected WC1, a ballot question that would have renewed critical funding for the library system. Since the early 90s, a portion of property tax revenue has gone directly to libraries, which makes up about a quarter of their budget. Now that WC1's been defeated, that money will go to the general fund instead, where county commissioners will decide how it's spent. So a coalition of community members is mobilizing to keep libraries funded. For Bradley Levitt, the funding bill's failure was a galvanizing moment.
At first, I was just kind of rage posting on my Instagram about it.
Growing up, Levitt says his family didn't have much money, so libraries were some of the only safe places where he could hang out for free.
So while my partner and I were watching Fast and Furious 9, I was like, I'm just going to put a petition up on Reddit and see how it goes. And it's blown up.
In the 2 weeks since Levitt posted his petition asking county commissioners to keep libraries funded, it's gathered more than 6,000 signatures. And Levitt's working with Freedom to Read Nevada, the political action committee behind the Yes on WC1 campaign. Candace Powell volunteered with that effort because she says the library helped her oldest daughter get ahead in school.
I don't know what second graders are interested in reading, but the librarian does, and she got her really interested in books I would have never found.
Library supporters already have at least 2 commissioners in their corner. Democrats Mary Luz Garcia and Alexis Hill both want to maintain the library's current budget. Hill is chair of the county commission, and in 2021, she secured extra funding so branches could stay open longer.
Obviously, the funding still exists in the property tax that the county receives, so I don't know why there would be a need to cut funding of very successful programs.
The challenge for supporters moving forward will be to keep that momentum going as budget conversations begin in the spring. Meanwhile, Library Director Jeff Scott is already planning for potential cuts.
If we get like banker's hours, we'd be lucky at this point.
Scott says if the funding isn't restored, the library will have to lay off at least 23 people. It'll also mean patrons have to wait longer for book holds. And it could spell the end of literacy programs in a community where many students already struggle to read at grade level.
When you start subtracting things away, you won't be able to sustain the community that you have. That means businesses won't come in because they can't find workers, and you can't sustain your community because there's no place to work.
Scott's grateful for the support from Levitt and other library advocates. But Republican activists like Janet Butcher accuse them of seeking to overturn the will of the voters. Here she is, speaking about it during a recent public meeting.
The people spoke. The people spoke that they did not want this money after 30 years going that way.
Butcher is on the Washoe County GOP's executive committee. The party campaigned against the renewal by falsely claiming it would have raised taxes, but some blame the defeat on the measure itself. Nick Music says the way it was written made it seem like a new tax on property owners.
It seemed like it was a higher tax that would only go to me, that wouldn't go towards anyone else.
Music voted no, but now regrets it. So he signed Levitt's petition, and he's asking more people to join him. Meanwhile, Candace Powell is putting her money where her mouth is by donating the amount of her property taxes that had been going to libraries. During the last library board meeting, she encouraged others to do the same.
Go on Zillow right now, check your assessed property value, and then you can do the math for every $100. You can contribute 2 cents.
But Library Director Scott says, while donations are always welcome, they can't make up for the lost funding. Only the county commission can do that. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.